in the year since the attack that killed 130 people and wounded another 368 in Paris, has that city changed? The early answer is yes. And the changes are evident in everything from the feeling on the streets of Paris to the political confusion evident in the rhetoric leading up to the presidential election in France just around the corner. Samuel Laurent is the author of Al-Qaeda in France.
Actually, Paris and France have changed a lot, and not for the better. I would say that after a year, a lot of budget has been devoted to defense and counterterrorism. We got 10,000 soldiers patrolling on the streets, exercise for managing a terror plot in the schools. We got a lot of measure to try to make things better, but actually the fear is worst. There is one point that every French is very aware of, is that we had a lot of fighters in Iraq and in Syria. Now their number is estimated to 2,000. And actually all the operations now in Mosul and also in Syria are just pushing this flow back to Europe and especially to France. So this is one of the main concerns right now.
So there's concern in France that the uptick in military activity is going to lead to another attack.
Definitely, for many reasons. First of all, because obviously the ISIS propaganda is calling for it. And in the past, we have saw that the propaganda is very carefully followed by ISIS sympathizers in Europe, but also because all those battle-hardened people, as I say, numbering in the thousand, will most likely come back to France, come back to Belgium, another hotbed of terror, unfortunately, and to other European countries. The borders in Europe do not exist anymore. So definitely we're going to have a very large pool of radicalized and battle-hardened people to manage. And definitely for now, our intelligence and security services are not up to the task.
And what does that mean for domestic politics? Say, a national election is about to start in the next couple of weeks. Mr. Hollande is at a popularity point that is lower than almost any time in French post-war history. Is this an invitation to take a more nationalist track? Is it an opportunity for Marine Le Pen?
Definitely. Actually, Mr. Hollande is not at one of the lowest points in history. He is at the lowest point ever noticed in history. And actually, French are very disillusioned about his policies. The problem is that the right doesn't sound very coordinated and very disciplined. It is lost in bickering and in political infighting about who's going to be the candidate for the next election. So therefore, it's losing a lot of credibility. So the left has a disastrous mandate. The right did not seize the opportunity to basically build back some credit and capitalize on the weakness of the left during its time in power. So obviously, yes, we would say in French that Marine Le Pen has an avenue now. The point is that French politics are designed in such a way that most likely we will not see the same thing than in the U.S. Like Marine Le Pen will most likely go to the second round, but then the coalitions will be much more effective against her, like the left, the right, the extreme left, all those parties and the one in the middle. All of them will coalize and basically will block her on the second round. So the chance of having her really in power after second round of election is extremely tiny.
Samuel Laurent, author of Al-Qaeda in France, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.